I tell you, I cannot wait for the day that I don't have to do something as simple as remember episode numbers.
Well, look who it is back from taking a shit.
Leaving the door open.
What's it going to smell like, Adam? Is it going to be bad in there?
No, healthy, fine.
Yeah, right.
He said healthy, fine, but he's lying, folks.
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast? Have you had breakfast yet?
Oh, I spoiled myself a little bit.
Oh, that's why you have to shit.
We got a little text from Nick. He said, look, can we push back an hour? So I said, you know what, Adam, you've been a good boy.
Oh, it's my fault.
No, it's not your fault.
It's
actually
my fault. Oh, so I earned this.
I'm crediting you. But I was like, oh, I got another little extra hour. I'm going to not only get McDonald's, but have it delivered.
You got McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah. I had a sausage biscuit.
Got to get the hash brown.
Hash brown.
Dude, McDonald's hash brown. Sometimes
coffee,
just going to
coffee
hash brown.
And a
two hash browns
juice.
And a coffee.
Yeah.
Remember the little salt
the
and
best hash brown.
The salt and pepper packets?
Yes, of course.
So you take the hash brown out of the bag, empty those in there, put the hash brown back
shake
in.
Shake it up.
It up.
A little salt and pepper hash brown.
Yeah, coffee on the way to work. That used to be a classic.
I have to get a sandwich. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got to
get a sandwich. You got to get a sandwich.
I don't know.
With
I
used the hash brown.
I'm on the sausage biscuit these days.
Nah.
The biscuit's good.
Nah.
It's not cakey. And
no,
here's the thing:
no,
is like
you
got to
go. McMuffin's a classic sandwich.
Every time you have a McDonald's breakfast, you feel like you've been a good boy and you're treating yourself.
But that's why it's got to be an Egg McMuffin, because this sausage and the fucking, especially the biscuit. Uh-huh. What is this, Chick-fil-A? McMuffin is a classic sandwich, and not only that,
I started on a sausage McMuffin was my order initially. Mm. I didn't like the ham. I like the sausage patty.
Sometimes,
I've since moved on to the sausage.
It's about
biscuit.
You got to be traditional. I'm trad when it comes to my McDonald's breakfast.
Yeah,
I'm a return guy.
You're
I'm a return guy when it comes to McDonald's breakfast.
Return?
I don't know those fucking retards that use return with a V.
Yeah, the Roman use.
And they're all.
That are
it's
V's.
Like guys that don't get pussy, but like talk about how they want to get married.
Oh, those guys get pussy. Those guys get pussy, stop.
They're saying they're incels because they're saving themselves from marriage or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but when it comes to McDonald's breakfast, I'm a conservative.
You should have brought McDonald's for everybody.
That actually, you know what? That is true, Adam.
I ordered a delivery. And I scarfed
even
it.
Easier. Even easier. It was delivered to you.
We can order next time we get together at 10. We could all order a McDonald's.
If you're
going
to come to my house and
I like how we
start
having
apartment.
Breakfast after this first episode.
Yeah,
it feels
ruin
nice.
The apartment by shitting.
Right.
The very
you
least
it.
You could do. The
I
very least.
Shit in the sink.
The very least.
So there's McDonald's shit in that toilet bowl right now, huh, boy?
No, it would be too fast to have digested it. Dinner.
Then why you shit? You never shit this.
You know you're the reason.
I shit every morning.
You're the reason there's no
not
public
here.
Restrooms in New York. It's because of guys like you,
Jewish guys. Oh,
there's public restrooms.
No, it's literally is. Every other city.
Oh,
it's not a population thing.
There's public restrooms.
Every other fucking city they have.
There's too many Jews per capita to have public restrooms.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that makes
they're
sense.
Like, I don't want to buy anything, but can I be in the bathroom for 30 to 45 minutes?
You have no idea how many times. I pulled that.
No,
that
he does.
Yeah.
You know, I buy, whenever I shit somewhere, I buy something out of principle.
Because
I feel like they did me a real solid.
Yeah.
Even if if they don't force me to, I do every time.
I always do that
if they
too.
Do force
I'm
me
just
to,
trying to piss in your urinal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Shit. I'll shit in public. I'm not one of these guys that has a problem shitting.
Oh, I don't have a problem. No, I don't have a problem doing it. I've just never needed to, like, run in somewhere and do it. Like if
sure.
I go to a restaurant,
mm-hmm.
pal, no question.
You're gonna shit at the restaurant.
Yeah, they're gonna sit there wondering when I'm going to pay the bill.
right. You're gonna make them sweat it out.
You're gonna leave a confused woman at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in college, going to the Chinese buffet with Eldis, we would absolutely shit in the middle to kind of regroup
for your third plate. You know, you gotta
damn.
Get a little between second.
Those
and third
were beautiful
plate
days, man.
Yeah, I miss Chinese buffet. I miss going to Chinese buffet in Austin.
Yeah, we went to the College Park Chinese buffet. Just me, Eldis, and a bunch of
just waking up
hungover families.
Have another couple of beers. Hit the Chinese buffet.
There's
one we went to that I think I've told the story a billion times.
It doesn't matter.
They had like a warning sign on the wasabi for all the Mexicans.
Yeah,
together.
I guess they thought it was guacamole.
And like, te es no fucking guacamole.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine wanting guac.
She is another the guacamole. She is too spicy.
Damn. Chinese buffet, huh?
That sounds nice.
Me and my brothers.
I don't even know where you. You'd have to go out to like Jersey or Long Island.
Nah, we got them in Astoria.
Do you?
Yeah.
But like, I mean, the places that are like three stories.
There's See, like that's a, not where I. That's not where I started. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm talking the grimy Baltimore College Park scene.
With I'm
the,
thinking. I'm with thinking the places that the, it's like
the
you know,
Sizzler,
there's like an
exactly.
There's yeah. an atrium. There's a whole like. It's basically like a casino. There's different,
right.
Different tables.
There was one of those in Catonsville that I would go to in college as well. But where I grew up, best buffet in East Point on Merritt Boulevard over there in Essex, across the street from East Point Mall. That was my introduction, and boy, was that place fucking grimy. We had no idea. That was a place where it was the age thing. It's like if you're 8 or whatever, you have like a child's thing.
Yeah.
And I was 8, but I was fat as shit, and they were like, they would not let me
they
pay.
Would,
they would not. They straight up were like, no, he can't have the child's prize.
They put him on
and
a
you know what, man?
Scale.
That was a smart business move. I have no qualms against that.
That's discrimination.
It is discrimination, but I got my adult's money's worth, whatever age I was. It was like 12 and under, and I was like 11 and a half, but I was fat as shit, or something like that, I think.
Did you ever get good grades so you go to local businesses and get free food? I remember Krispy Kreme used to give you a donut for every A, I think.
No, the thing I
Krispy
remember
Kreme
is...
Krispy Kreme just gives out donuts for free, don't they?
When it's
to
hot.
To everybody? Yeah.
When the light is on?
The light's on. You
oh, my God.
You get a free donut?
Yeah.
That was...
How
that
did
was,
you not know about that?
I don't know.
That was the best feeling in the entire world, driving past a Krispy Kreme and seeing the light on.
I thought that meant they were fresh.
That means...
They're
yeah, fresh.
They're,
like,
they're coming out, but then also you just get a free donut.
What the hell?
Get one free.
I swear I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
That pisses me the fuck off.
Although Krispy Kreme is like, who gives a fuck about Krispy Kreme?
But when they're hot.
When I used to go to Big Hunt, because
across the street there was a Krispy
Kreme. There was a Krispy Kreme, and I'd always check.
But they never had the light.
Never had the light
on. I think that
was
place
sucked.
That was a satellite Krispy Kreme.
That place sucked dick.
They weren't in production.
Fuck that Krispy Kreme.
The DuPont Circle Krispy Kreme.
I spent so much of my fucking 20s on DuPont Circle doing comedy.
Yep. I have fond memories.
Damn. Didn't Sean open up? He's opening up a new place, right? Do you know where it's going to be?
In Adams Morgan, I believe.
Shawnee Roses.
Shawnee Roses sandwich
shop. It would be very fun. I'm going to see if I can make another couple million dollars to figure out how to rent the place next door to Joey Roses and open up Nikki Roses.
That would be awesome. And just the exact same sandwiches, a dollar cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. And just eat the cost.
Just to drive Joe out of business.
Yeah.
Ruin his life for fun.
Yeah.
Nikki Roses.
Just cut a little hole in the wall and let rats go through it.
You should cut a hole in the wall and just keep putting your penis through it. And then be like...
But have you been to his bar?
I haven't yet.
I went there the other night. But yeah, just so there's the bar and then there's a wall with like movie posters and stuff.
Mm.
And that's where you would put the dick hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's narrow.
Yeah.
So you'd be
you wouldn't
right
lose too much
it.
Inch.
Yeah.
Too many inches to the
It'd
wall.
It'd be like just a woman checking, sitting at the bar, being like, is someone touching my hair? And then it's like Roger Rabbit's eyes when he's in the safe room.
Your balls over. Coming out of his eyes.
Yeah, just knocking over the knocking over a beer bottle.
Yeah. That's a good idea, dude. You should do that.
I mentioned
Adam can open a place called Joey Noses.
That's
Why?
True.
Because I always know.
You have a nose.
I always
a
know.
A huge nose.
I always know. What,
no, you don't know anything.
You know what
I mean?
Joey Noses.
You don't even know what the best breakfast sandwich at McDonald's is. That's something any retarded person in America can tell you.
Sandwich
well,
McMuffin.
That's kind of a wheelhouse for
whatever.
You know, they got Steve Harvey has got a judge show now.
Right.
Yeah.
I watched a bit of it. Very
How
good.
Is it?
Very good.
Very
really?
Good.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What's it on?
It's very funny that, like, you know, they've done probably 35 iterations of judge shows.
Of course.
And finally, they got it right.
Well, let me ask you this, though. My worry...
Can we make a promise real quick to each other? If the show ever falls apart and we go into...
It will.
No, no, no.
When it ends.
No, soon.
It has, and it did.
Okay, listen. If our business relationship ever falls apart and we go into... We go into litigation against one another. Can we make a solemn oath?
That'd be funny
to settle it on Steve Harvey.
Have like 9 different countersuits happening because somebody initiated a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Everyone hires lawyers, but then no one shows up to court. And they just have to dismiss everything.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is we
you're
make
busy,
an oath.
You're busy setting up Nikki Rose's.
I'm setting up, Nikki Rose's. Yeah. And then, but the most important thing is you do a retarded version of Jeopardy. You know?
That would be awesome.
Because... Like
Howard Stern, we were watching Beetlejuice.
Yeah, yeah.
What was it called? Battle of the Minds or something?
They did Politically Incorrect with retards.
Awesome. One of the funniest clips I've ever seen in my life.
That's the best one.
But Retarded Jeopardy, it's all the same questions.
It's three retards and a member of
Alex
the Ku Klux
Trebek
Klan.
It's like, known for her fucking wide girth, this Russian queen was famously killed.
Getting fucked by a horse.
Catherine the Great. Some historical question. Yeah. And then one of the guys buzzes and he's like, what? And he's like, correct. As long as it's a question. Where am I? That's right.
That's good.
Yeah.
The funny thing about Jeopardy right now is there's a woman, she's trans and she's on some crazy like win streak. And I saw a bunch. Mm-hmm. I saw like some guy on Twitter.
Wait, real quick. That's podiums where they put their name.
Yeah.
They just all say Alex.
One says Jeopardy.
He's like, no, you put your name.
Alex, and Jeopardy.
I don't think it's fair to let these trans women compete against regular women.
That's the thing, Jeopardy. Though. Somebody was making that argument, and they're doing the same turf argument.
You can't possibly be as smart as a man.
Exactly. And it's like they don't even have the like.
They do that with like they have like men and women's chess.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny.
That's so funny.
Women taking L's.
Yeah.
We're talking with Starla Goldfarb from Cleveland, Ohio. You got your penis cut off. Tell us about that. I did, Alex. I got my penis cut off. Okay, great. Mike Winfield, a computer programmer from Oakland, California. You have a cat. You have an Instagram account for your cat. Yes, and I've also been thinking about getting my penis cut off.
Copier.
Mm-hmm. Copying. We're going to deduct $40,000.
That's not part of the rules.
Yeah,
you can't copy in Jeopardy.
No, that's not part of
you
the
have
rules.
To have swag. Mm-hmm. I miss, dude. R.I.P. Alex roasting those fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Who's hosting now? Ken Jennings.
Is it?
I assume so.
I thought it was Michael Richards.
Yeah.
This word is used for rambunctious African-American audience members. Yeah.
50 years ago, they would have been upside down with a fork in their ass.
What is?
Yeah. What are... Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
The soundboard's off?
The beep's off?
Yeah, the soundboard's not working.
Fuck. Well, that's a big problem.
Okay, let's just end the episode.
17 minutes you guys got.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Is it?
13 minutes.
13, that's
I was guessing 17.
Well, I'll eat up 5.
Okay, hit us.
Steven and I...
I got a 5 you can eat up.
What's that?
I got a 5.
A 5-year-old boy's asshole?
Yeah.
Oh.
And his dick. And his dick 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then he's a perfect 10.
And by when I mean he, I meant Nick, not the 5-year-old boys.
Oh.
Nick's dick 2 times would be 5.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to call the perfect 10. Mm-hmm.
A little boy's asshole and 2 2.5-inch dicks. That's what you call a perfect 10?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got
to
add
just
up.
To get you on record here, Adam. Is that what you would call a perfect 10?
The judge from Czechoslovakia.
You add up the total number of inches you have. 10. Times the number of strokes before you bust to get your dick size. That's how I've always measured. So when I say my dick is 6.5 inches,
It's three and three strokes.
Yeah. Three and three strokes. Damn, three strokes. What is it? This bitch's birthday. Yeah. You're spurling her.
What is the honeymoon?
So anyway, I got lunch yesterday with Steven, and then he wanted to go to the bar.
Where'd you go to have lunch?
We got udon.
Okay.
This place at Raku. I honestly would recommend it to anyone. If you're in the East Village,
I heard some guy ood on your face.
No.
I heard that as well.
What is ood? How do you ood on one's face?
Ood on all over your face.
By just stroking your cock and letting it ood? That's a point of ecstasy.
Anyway, we go to the bar.
Yeah.
At like 2 p.m. bar. And I have not been in that situation many times in my life.
Sure, sure.
That's
the classic, dude. Day drinking at a fucking bar.
It was the best.
You go in when they open at 3 p.m.
Well,
it
smells like chlorine and shit because they're still fucking cleaning everything.
When Steven gets there, he's like, yeah, you know, like some friends of ours, they're like, they used to come here. They used to open at 8. They'd be out all night and then just go to that bar at 8 a.m.
Damn, that's sick.
And then he asked the bartender, he's like, yeah, tell me, buddy, like what time do you guys open up? And the guy's like, we open at 10. And he's like, I thought you guys used to open at 8. He's like, everyone that used to open at 8 is dead now. Anyway, it's like me, Steven. Then it's like this fucking guy having the loudest conversation on his cell phone. It's like one of those, like, it's all WFAN call-in guys. You know, it's all guys that are like mad about the Jets.
Really? Where are you?
We're in the East Village, this international bar.
Okay, and it's just a bunch of those guys in the East Village at 2 p.m.?
Yeah. Which is like, I wouldn't have guessed that, but it's like these guys have, you know, been there for 30 years. You know, like, they're just, it's their life. They go there. One guy was on his iPad, you know, just reading Facebook.
That's fucking sick.
And then, you know, the guy.
I guess they probably have little apartments. They hang out. That's them hanging out.
They have like a beer and then they like, that's what they do in the middle of the day.
Right. That's sick. Respect.
And so anyway, like the conversation just becomes me, Steven, the three other patrons and the bartender. The bartender's just like the fattest, ugliest slob in the entire
hell
world.
Hell yeah. Respect.
You know?
I
and love he's
him.
Like, yeah, you know, actually the, he's like, yeah, I got to work tonight also because of the coronavirus. And then he just cracks a beer. He's like, not a problem for me, you know. And I don't know how we get involved in the conversation amongst everyone, but I'm so happy we did. But, like, it goes from Pat Tillman to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Fuck yes.
To United Flight 93.
Damn.
It's like, and everything is hitting. And I'm like, this is the pod.
What are they thinking about Pat?
They were like, that's how we got into the convo, because they were talking. They were like, yeah, you know, this kid out of Arizona Cardinals, you know, he quit to be a Green Beret after 9/11, middle of his career.
Right.
And then he died in Afghanistan. And then I think I said like, yeah, he was killed by the
U.S. government
in friendly fire. Yeah. They're like, yeah, that's not so good, is it? You know, that's not so good. So the subject of AOC comes up, and what's clear is that the two main guys, the guy on the iPad is 22 years in the force, retired sergeant.
Hell fucking
in
yes.
Jamaica, Queens.
That's awesome.
Which is precinct. The other guy is a union plumber. So that's like
beautiful combo.
They do represent different sides of the political spectrum. Yeah. So the union plumber guy's like, yeah, you know, like, you know, I'm in a union. I voted blue my whole life, you know? So the subject of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And the fat slob bartender's like, oh my God, don't get me started on that fucking bitch. So the union, the plumber guy, the liberal, okay?
The lib,
he said, he's like, you know what, guys? He's like, if you whether you like her or you don't like her, there's one thing you gotta admit about her.
Yeah.
And that's that she is still a piece of ass. And then the fat slob bartender's like, he's like, no way, bro. No way I'd fuck her. Like,
hysterical.
Have you seen her fucking horse mouth that she's got? Those teeth are disgusting. And it's like, what are you talking about,
bro?
Yeah,
you're one of the ugliest people in the world.
There is no, you're like the most hideous person I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You're drunk in the middle of the day at work.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, the cop.
Mm-hmm.
So Stevens like starts trying to like egg them on, right? Yeah. And so he's like, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw this, guys, but AOC, she goes over to Florida with her boyfriend.
Right.
She's not wearing a mask, and she gets the coronavirus, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the cop, like, looks up. He's like, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, she got the coronavirus. And then I look in the news the other day. She's hugging a black guy.
Oh my god, that's so fucking awesome.
She has coronavirus. I see her in the news the other day.
She's over
hugging
there.
A black guy.
Yeah, hugging a black guy, giving it to a black guy.
Dude, it was. I was like,
that's a sick little afternoon.
These guys are the best guys I've ever met in my entire life.
Yeah,
and then the union plumber's like, oh, and then the cop's like. The plumber's like, well, she was a bartender in New York City. She worked. You know, she's not like a lot of these other people.
Right, she
worked. And the cop is like, he's like, I have it on good authority. First of all, she did not tip the bar backs. Second of all, she was a terrible bartender.
He's using his sources.
Yeah, he said, I had a buddy on the force who used to go in there. One of the worst bartenders he's ever encountered. Anyway, so the plumber gets up and he's like, guys, I gotta go. I gotta go over to a gay club. And everyone like looks at him, they're like, why you go to a gay club? He's like, No, you know, I do work over there. He's like, I've been working over there 15 years.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you know, they're good guys, they treat me good. He's like, they're always having problems in the bathrooms. Like I had to go over the bathroom the other day. Couple months back, I go downstairs. They have two bathrooms downstairs. They have a ladies' bathroom in this gay club, and they're always tearing the sink out of the wall. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, why are women tearing the sink out of the wall in this bathroom? And he's like, yeah. And I tell the owner this, and she's like, no, you know, you think they're broads over here at 1 a.m.? He's like, it's all guys.
Right.
And they're going down there to have sex. So I go down to this bathroom. I'm recreating the crime scene. He's like, you were on the force. Like, you understand.
Yeah.
And he's like, the hair dryer is off the wall.
Right.
And I'm figuring one of these guys, he has to have his hands on the sink.
Yeah.
While the other guy's fucking him up the ass. And he, like the guy that's fucking him up the ass, he grabs onto the wall. He knocks down the hairdryer.
Right.
And it's like, that's completely unnecessary for fixing the
bathroom. Yeah. He's probably right, anyway, though. He'd probably get torn off during getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, they'd probably go down there to have sex. You know, it's a gay club. Anyway, but he's
Let me say real fast also, I love fucked up the ass. Because I think fucked in the ass, up the ass used to be the main thing. And in the ass is taken over.
Mm-hmm.
But I like...
Up yours.
I'm going to start getting fucked up the ass back in the mix.
Up the ass is good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, last thing they say before he goes is he's like, anyway, they're good guys over the gay club. I've been working there like 12 years, you know. And I got to say, like, it's probably only happened twice in 12 years where, you know, I'm over there, I'm doing work, and, you know, someone's like, can I buy you a drink? You know, it's only happened a couple times. They're pretty respectful. And,
right.
You know, I just think...
This is the plumber?
The plumber,
is he hot? What's the plumber look like?
He's like a... He's 70. He's like...
Oh, he's old?
He's like 65 years old. Yeah. No. He's not fat, but he's like bald.
But that's their thing, is like that, you know... It's really funny for him to be like, you know, they're trying to get a piece or whatever, and then he's like,
yeah, crack.
He's got his ass hanging.
It's called it's literally called plumber's crack.
Plumber's crack, you know. Yeah. He's laying the trap for those gay guys.
Right.
But he's like, anyway, you know, a couple fellas, you know, over the years, they've asked me, can I buy you a drink? And, you know, I just lift up my tools. I just show them, you know, that I'm here to work. And the bartender's like, you show them your tools? It sounds pretty fucking gay to me.
Does that get a laugh?
Oh, huge laugh. Huge.
You know, I go in there and they say, like, can I buy you a drink? I just turn them around and show my ass crack. So they know I'm there to work.
I'm there to work.
They know I'm there to work.
I pull out my asshole and they see it's never been penetrated. They know I'm here to work.
I'm just imagining this guy, a little leather cap on, mustache,
yeah,
leather suspenders,
nipple piercing.
Yeah, nipple piercings. He's like, pal, I'm just doing my fucking
job. I'm here to work.
I'm just here to do
I'm
my
in the fucking
job.
Union.
They call me Tom of the bathroom.
So he goes there while it's a gay, while it's a functioning gay bar. He doesn't go during non-operating hours.
I guess. I mean, he was like having a beer before he had to go over there. You know.
That's awesome, dude.
Because the groups of people who love the bathroom, trans people and plumbers.
Right.
You know? So they're part of the LGBT.
Plumbers, definitely.
LGBTQIAP.
LGPVC.
Yeah. LGPVC community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet you there's gay plumbers that have put a whole PVC pipe in their ass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a feat of strength. Because them things is
like
wide.
A plumber and his dick's hard, and then he's just got like a faucet, like
a little
on the top.
Yeah,
yeah, just to be like,
I'm about to bust, and he just turns it. Oh, a spigot.
Yeah,
a
spigot.
That's a cool word.
Yeah, yeah. It's too many You got too many fucking spigots in this dog.
Sounds like a slur. Yeah.
You got too many. The problem is, I tell you, You got too many spigots in the bar, and they're fucking each other in there.
Yeah.
You turn one and it fucks up the other one. That's what I meant by that. So, if you want my professional opinion, you got to get all these fucking spigots out of this place.
I don't want my daughter dating one.
A spigot?
No way.
Why would she? How would she?
This is my dead conservative dad that's like, you could date whoever you want. But if you bring a fucking fag home
to his daughter,
if you date, if I catch you dating a fucking fag, and then the doctor just brings over like some football player, and he's like, "Yeah, yeah, real nice guy. Let me show you some stuff out in the garage." He's like, "Yeah, I'm gonna show you my car or whatever." And he's like, "You're real cute." You ever kiss a guy?
Yeah, you work out? Yeah.
You ever take your shirt off?
You seem like you got a great just body.
The dad comes back in, his hair's all fucked up, his shirt's tasseled. He's like, you're done with him. I just fucked him in the garage.
I can't believe
he's
brought
gay.
A fucking homo in.
He's fuck, I know.
The kid's crying.
Yeah.
I'm your father. Of course I'm going to sample the goods.
There's bruises all over his face. I'm telling you, I did this for your own good, honey. He's fucking gay.
Turns out he's gay.
This
look, might be kind of hard for you to hear, sweetheart. But
see,
he's a homosexual.
Take a look at the fucking wall. There's a bunch of awards for plumbing. He's like, I spent 70 fucking years getting spigots out of fucking bathrooms on the Lower East Side.
Yeah.
You're gonna tell me I don't know a homo when I suck his fucking dick?
I wonder if they have other problems in the bathroom. Mm-hmm.
In gay clubs?
Yeah.
Well, there's glory holes, probably. That's glory a bathroom holes. Thing there.
Do you think they flush the cum? Do they suck the cum in each other's asses?
Do you think gay guys wipe like this?
Their asses?
Like a circle?
Yeah, like a...
Oh, I see. Because their assholes that way. I see. It's a visual bit, but it's pretty good, guys.
It's pretty funny.
They're wiping in a circular motion.
Yeah, not a front or back.
It's a circle, not a line.
Mm-hmm. It's more of an emphasis on the asshole than the crack.
The circle.
Yeah.
The ass circle.
The ass circle.
I bet they, there's probably a bunch of baggies getting flushed because of all the drugs, too. Oh, the cat's saying fuck at him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
You know I'm allergic. Yeah, Steven and I just have been texting each other like for 24 hours, like, AOC, she fucking gets COVID. And I see her in the news hugging a black guy. I see her in the news hugging a black guy.
Well, as a police officer,
you know,
30 years, he probably...
I don't want to get in any trouble. I mean, it's like tragic whenever anybody's suffering from a disease, but it would be like literally perfect if for whatever reason COVID makes her clothes fall off.
And you see her tits?
In public, yeah.
I agree.
And then the doctors tell her, like, look, the vaccines didn't work. You have to go on a sex-having tour with podcasters. And that's the only cure.
That would be really cool.
And that's coming, dude.
I hope so.
Wait 3 months. You know, you want to talk to me about data and science? Wait 3 months. I guarantee you the cure to this
shit. The cure is going to be fucking podcasters?
Yeah.
That would be
for awesome. Her.
For her.
Yeah.
What about anybody else?
Just podcasters.
Just.
But any other girls?
Mm-hmm.
That have that disease?
We'll do a rolling based admissions on that.
Mm-hmm. Do women get COVID? I thought they only got long COVID.
They get COVID.
Yeah.
And they can't shut the fuck up.
I thought they said it was related to testosterone, like autism.
COVID?
Yeah.
Wait, are more people autistic? More men autistic?
More men are autistic, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Girls that have it act kind of like guys.
You would say, is that what you think?
That's my verdict as a doctor.
I don't know that in my life I've had an autistic woman, like, play a major role.
Damn, I want pizza so bad, dude. I've been on a Hawaiian pizza kick.
That's
lately.
Awesome. Yeah. Who's got the good shit?
Rocco's pizza across the board is solid.
Rocco's Modern Cock.
It's a good. That's what I. You know. That's honestly. Let me tell you. One of the
Please.
Things I like.
Yeah.
A lot about yeah. this neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is you know like I mean I guess I've gone to Rocco's just because it's close.
Right.
But perfect delivered pizza. Shows up. It's perfect. That extra fucking 10 minutes on the back of the e-bike.
Mm-hmm.
Absorbing
seasons it just right.
Absorbing Chinese guys. You know, pheromones or whatever.
Of course, yeah. I love some of that.
That does it. But
you guys got Chinese delivery guys here? We got everyone is a Latino in
you got,
Queens.
You want the... You
we
want,
have Chinese, Latino,
But if you want good
Indian.
Pizza, you know, like sit down somewhere. Like I would never order delivery from like Nice or Speedy Romeo's.
Right.
Thin crust, you can't get delivered. It's whack.
I can do whatever I want.
No, I'm saying... Nice,
I can do whatever I want.
I was agreeing with you.
I think you can in a pinch.
I was agreeing with you.
Mm-hmm. But I'll agree. There's something to certain foods, they need to sit. Yeah. There was a cheesesteak. Shouts out to Pasta Mistas, okay, in Canton.
Mista Pastas.
Mista Pasta.
Mista Mega.
Mista Pasta
oh,
Man.
Oh, Anacan.
Mista Pasta.
Yeah. Pasta Man
Mista
Vibration.
Mista
yeah.
One.
Dude.
Chef Boyardee, something like that.
Pasta, yeah, exactly. Pasta Mista, and they are. It is by run by straight off the boat, I Ties, but they got a fucking focaccia bread cheesesteak,
mm-hmm.
and you let that fuck, you don't not eat it right away. You let the fucking juices seep into that focaccia.
Oh, my God.
Oof, hamaron. Oh. It's a fucking a good sandwich.
So you know what I really hate on a sandwich? You get a sandwich, and the water from the tomatoes
mm-hmm.
mixes with the mayonnaise. Makes
Love
some,
that.
Makes some
like
kind
that?
Of, well, but then it soaks into the bread, and you get a soggy ass.
See, that's why you need a fucking ciabatta bread that is yeah. fucking can take it. You're right. Mm-hmm. Certain breads, that'll wreck. But I like the mayo-tomato yeah. mix. The best
How
fucking
about
combination.
Ciabatta boy, and it's Hugh Grant, and he's like, I think I might have a sandwich.
Can I have a sandwich?
Can I have a sandwich?
What's ciabatta? What's it originally?
About a boy.
About a boy.
Who's in that?
Hugh Grant.
And who else? What's it about?
A boy.
It's about yeah. It's about a boy.
It's
a boy
about it's it. About he's both like, of your guys' dicks.
Could I have a boy, please, yeah. per chance?
Oh, it's like a British guy trying to molest a kid.
Yes.
He's signing up to molest a kid. Like well, they all yeah. get. To, yes. He goes to boarding school.
Yes.
I think yeah, you have to get molested.
If you go to boarding school, you yeah. get assigned like a someone in the House of Lords.
Yeah, but they do. It's like Greek style. They're like we're studying the classics.
Exactly.
How about the House like, of Tords?
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what
they're
I,
retorted.
You know, yeah, I mean, no, I'm watching
they,
these
they
Tories oh. in the House of Commons.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, ain't nothing but a House of Tords.
They're Tords.
They're retards. They're a
bunch of Tords.
Yeah, the doctor said I'm retorted.
I'm retorted.
I'm retorted.
So, okay, let me ask you this. The House of Lords, it's literally just been passed down since like fucking kings and queens and shit. All these motherfuckers are just like landowning, like
I think yeah. that's how it works. Yeah. Yeah.
There's no, but the commons, you get elected.
Yeah.
Commons is the parliament.
That's fucking wild that there's, they let these fucking lord yeah. cocksuckers have a say in government.
I'd like it because
is it
it's like, it's clear.
At this
you know,
point?
It's not like how it is here where it's like we supposedly have a, you know, Congress that's elected by the people, but then.
Right.
Then it's all just, it's not even fan. I wish it was a guy that owned land and not like a guy 10 years ago that made a website.
Or a lady
who now owns half the world.
A lady that went off on Facebook Live, like having yeah. a tantrum. And
Can
then
you imagine how gay that
is?
In 1997, that motherfucker was selling books out of his garage.
Who, Jeffy?
Jeff Bezos.
I know, he's a fucking bitch. And the bitches he's, listen, you got that much money, the whores he's been
She's
posing
mid,
with.
Mid.
less than mid. Factoring for the amount of money that guy has, she's busted.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be, if I fucked that lady, I'd be like, oh, nice. But I wouldn't even be like texting my boys about it first thing.
If I had that kind of money,
I would bring it up later.
Yasmin Bleeth. Kathy Ireland.
Kathy Ireland, yeah.
It's wild because you think about it and it's like Amazon is a stupid fucking name. The website looks stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like none of it, like there's no,
but at least
there's no
the website,
reason why it should have been.
At least the website does something. The fucking Tesla made 3 cars.
I agree with you on that one.
He made 3 cars.
Oh, I'm not saying one's better than the other.
Everyone uses Amazon.
Elon Musk's value is that he's a guy that says stuff.
Yeah, he's fucking gay.
He goes on the news and he says,
how does he have more money than Bezos? It makes sense that Bezos has that much money.
Actually,
he's being evil and like...
In the future, he has like a weird accent you can't place.
Right, that's important.
And then he has a lot of money, which for a lot of people, they're like, that must mean he's smart.
Right.
And then he goes, you know, he's like, in the future, the computers and people will be the same.
Right.
And people are like, wow.
Dude, I love how his big idea is a fucking tunnel.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work.
How does everyone...
Did you see that video that there's still traffic in the tunnel?
Of course, it's a fucking tunnel. Why wouldn't there be traffic?
It's a one-lane tunnel.
And it's also, like, so under... Like, all these cars explode half the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. I saw like, some shit trending on Twitter the other day. It's like, Elon Musk says we're living in a simulation.
Shut up.
It's like, okay.
When you 17 and you just smoked weed for the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sucks.
It's funny that Bezos is literally better. You know what? I mean, Bezos is even, at least he's getting, if you had to pick between stupid haircut and get jacked.
Who would you rather hang out with?
And Musk went plugs. Bezos went full shave.
I respect it.
Yeah.
Plugs are kept for cowards until I get them in 10 years.
You should shave your head and paint your skin blue and be Dr. Queens.
Oh, I thought you were awesome. Going to do Avatar. Yeah. Yeah, you should get a tail. No,
doctor,
and
doctor,
dude, that'd be awesome. My little ass dick blue.
You should be a Navi.
Dr. Queens would be awesome.
For Dr. Halloween,
he had too
good.
Much Chinese buffet and exploded and then reassembled his particles out of the garbage.
Dr. Queens is wrong.
Who would I rather hang out with? I don't know. They're both fucking... That would be fucking annoying. I guess I would rather... I have seen Bezos. At least he's on that boat. I would fuck the women on that boat, I guess. Musk,
the women that Bezos fucks, the thing that people forget about him is that he's a Miami guy. He's from Miami.
Is he?
Yeah. That's why he fucks chicks like that.
Miami.
He should be fucking hotter chicks then. We're in Cupids with big asses. Who the fuck is that bitch?
She's
her weird. You know what that lady looks like? She looks like the plastic surgery version of the lady who broke up with him and started fucking a teacher, who, by the way, that's who I want to hang out with.
Yeah, she's hot. Mackenzie?
I'm trying to get sucked off by Mackenzie. And
is that her name?
I think so.
Yeah.
And get a little piece of that fucking
Yeah, she
fortune.
Fucked her kid's teacher.
Respect.
Damn.
That guy is the finesser of the universe.
Dude, those kids are getting straight A's, bro.
Dude, being a
She's Forrest Gumping her kids.
Yeah, dude.
She's throwing pussy around the school.
Dude, that guy rocks. Best case scenario, every teacher should get to fuck a billionaire's ex-wife and get... Mm-hmm. That's how we're going to get them paid. They're going to get fucking half of Bezos' fortune. Anyway. I'm jealous of Jeff Bezos being... We talked about it, being on steroids. I'm trying to get on steroids.
Yeah. You should go on HGH.
I want to.
Your head would be so big.
My head is so small.
What
now.
Size shorts do you wear?
Shorts?
You know what we talked about.
2XL.
They get us in the shit.
2XL.
2XL, you.
A medium.
A Lululemon. Women's women's size gay. At
Yeah, he wears a women's size gay at Victoria's Secret.
Like strong gay women.
Fuck you.
No.
Fuck you.
That's a size specifically for gay men.
Hey, fuck you, pal.
Hey, but fuck you first.
Fuck you, pal.
Yeah, but I was thinking fuck you before
you
said
shit
it.
Shit ass fuck. You think you can
shit.
Fucking shit ass
you're
me,
an
pal?
You fucking
ass.
Shitter.
You're
you think you can
fuck.
Shit me on my shit?
Fuck you.
Fuck, pal.
You're a shitty fuck.
Hey, listen, ass fuck. You
listen.
Fucking piece of ass.
Listen.
You fucking
ending
shit
up a piece
ass.
Of ass is awesome.
Well,
you fucking
shit ass piece of ass.
You hot piece of ass.
You garbage ass.
I'm gonna
shit.
Fuck your ass like it's garbage, like it's trash.
Mm-hmm. Trash.
Open
trash.
Up that trash bag and
trash
fuck it.
Human garbage ass.
I already won.
Yeah.
I decided I won about 20 seconds ago.
You know what? Calling him a piece of ass first,
that
you
was
did
the
win.
Winner.
That was the decisive blow.
I concede.
But you hung in there longer than I thought you were going
Thank
to.
Thank you. I've been trying to work on confidence
you're
recently.
You're too, I don't know what it is. You're not stupid enough in the right way to have a battle like that.
Being stupid is powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you are stupid. You just think you're not.
But not in the right way of stupid.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Knowing you're stupid.
Honestly.
And leaning in.
You're stupid, and then when you try to pretend to be a stupid guy, you're too stupid to even be.
I make it unbelievable.
We sniff it out. Real stupid guys sniff it out. Mm-hmm. They're like, this guy doesn't really think he's stupid, even though he's dumber than I am.
It's true. I'm constantly getting my ass kicked by mentally challenged people.
You should go on Retard Jeopardy.
This guy thinks he's one of us.
That's a great episode of South Park. Jeff. Where Cartman is too fat to win the Special Olympics.
Jeopardy. Jeopardy is a weird word. It's got that fucking O in there.
The Joe.
The Joe. Yo.
Jeopardy.
Kind of like motherfuckers named Jeff that are Geoffs.
I hate that.
Geoffs.
Yeah. I hate that.
That sucks, dick.
I hate Geoffs.
If you're a Geoff right now, fuck you.
Remember when you were a kid, you'd have a friend named Jeff, and then you show their name, and you're like, what? What?
Sean, that happened to me with someone
who's
named
Scene. Who the fuck is
Scene? Yeah.
I had a cousin named Scene, Sean. And I remember I was like, who the fuck
is
this?
Who the fuck is
this? Why is this motherfucker's name on the Christmas card?
It should be spelled S-H-A-W-N.
Right.
Which also now feels stupider.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it feels correct.
Yeah.
I like it
better. It's because Sean's an Irish name. Yeah, C-A-N.
Sean. Shane.
So they spell it stupid.
Ah, Shane.
Like Siobhan is...
Or
like
Seamus.
Siobhan. Yeah.
Yeah, Seamus is Seamus. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Irish people are fucking stupid.
Agreed.
What are you doing right now?
He's self-hating.
Come on, bro.
Well, no, I'm Irish American.
Come on, bro.
He's white.
A completely different classification of people.
Come on, you got to be proud of who you are.
Irish people.
I'm coming on this podcast every week being Jewish.
Being Zionist.
Mm-hmm. Being Jewish, just because that's who I am. I don't like it.
You love Gal Gadot, don't you?
I want to see you going back and kissing that damn Blarney Stone.
They should make a Blarney Stone shaped like tits.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Then I'm kissing it.
I'm fucking titty fucking the Blarney.
I'm trying to titty fuck the Blarney tits.
No one in Ireland listens to this show. You don't have to worry.
No, we have Irish fans.
No,
Even if they do, I don't care.
The British and the Australians.
No, this show is very lyrical. This is the Irish.
And for some reason, a bunch of people in Norway.
Norwegians like all
Oh,
this
racists,
shit,
you mean?
Are they racist? Norwegians are extremely chill.
Norwegians.
I'm trying to go to Norway.
Scandinavians are cool, yeah.
But Norwegians in particular. If I had to pick between Norwegians and Swedes, I'd go Norway every time.
Oh, I don't know the difference at all.
I'd go Danish.
Swedes are a little bit more stuck up. But barely, you know, they're not like French people.
Right.
It's just in comparison to
Norwegians. I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that.
It's crazy when you watch like a movie that's in those languages, it kind of makes sense that they learn English, they don't really have much of an accent. They have like the most, like, because the language kind of sounds...
No, it doesn't. Flurf and blurg and nerg and snark and fucking
too,
dick.
Danish, definitely have an accent.
They have such a distinct accent.
Danish people speak like perfect English, and it sounds...
No, they don't.
They have an accent.
They have a fucking Danish accent.
Nick,
I'm
worldly.
What do they speak?
I went to France for 2.5 weeks.
What do they speak? Danish? Netherlandish?
Yeah, maybe you're Wayne's. Or you're Wayne's worldly.
Yeah.
As in, no way.
Yeah, I fucked Tia Carrera.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
No. That's why I'm Wayne's
you're
worldly.
You're not. You didn't.
I had a big ass.
I fucked her.
I had a massive. I had a big ass concert and I fucked Tia Carrera. Yeah, you're right.
The reason no one's heard from Tia Carrera in years is because I fucked her to death in 1994. Mm-hmm.
She, by the way.
I fucked her and Asia Carrera together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love when porn stars do that, where they just like kind of take a name. Like some bitch was like something. It's like a, like, I don't know, Megan Aniston or some shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they just take like a...
Yeah, it reminds me of Friends.
Yeah, exactly. And she sort of... That's why she sort of looks like... No, seriously. Like, they sort of look like that.
Yeah, no,
that's what Asia Carrera did.
Yeah.
That's an awesome marketing move.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Asia Carrera was in Mensa or something? She was a genius and she got her ass fucked.
What the fuck is Mensa?
I don't know. It seems fake.
It's like a test or something you take.
It's
one
a bunch month. Of fucking losers.
Nobody else does that. There's not like the tall society.
Yeah. You and also, no one smart actually is in that shit. It's a bunch. It's the kind of guys that are smart in like that weird way that doesn't apply to
puzzles. Well, what I would imagine is it's for people that are very intelligent but are also not good at anything.
Exactly.
So it's like, well, at least I can have this membership card that proves that I'm smart because I can't invent anything.
It's like people that go to Harvard.
Yeah.
It's like, suck my fucking dick. Harvard's fucking gay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that smart.
Honestly, still one of my favorite Jeffrey Epstein moves is just wearing but just
wearing the Harvard.
And the way they described it is, at a certain point, he started branding himself as a Harvard man.
That's so cool.
And not just, he's some dickhead that bought a sweatshirt.
He never went to Harvard.
No, he didn't go to college.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
He got fired from being a teacher at Dalton because they found out he didn't go to college.
I don't approve of what he did. But if your career path is pedophile, pimp to the stars.
Yeah.
He did as well as you probably could have.
His outfits were also always on 1,000.
Yeah. And he should be in jail. I wish he didn't do any of it, mm-hmm. but...
I'm glad he got convicted by a jury of his peers.
Did he get convicted or did he kill himself before the trial?
He killed himself way before the trial.
Well,
he was in jail for 2 weeks.
In the court of public.
And this is the thing. This is a weird thing that I don't necessarily consider it quote unquote memory hold. But like, you know, Epstein killed himself and he's in jail. And then eventually, you know, it'll be like, well, that was a conspiracy theory. He didn't really kill himself in jail. People like forget that. He was in prison for 2 weeks.
They tried to kill him once.
They tried to kill him once.
Yeah. They used the exact same excuses the
second
time.
They fucking tried to kill him once. He was supposed to be on suicide watch. They fucked it up, and then they just did it again.
It's so funny, dude. I honestly respect it. Mm-hmm. If they killed Ghislaine, too, it's like, respect, dude.
Well, they just gave her a booster shot.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's weird. Just the other night, I had this like vivid dream that I was fucking Ghislaine Maxwell. But not a dream where it's like, you know, it's like fucking is sort of implied.
Yeah.
Like just fucking just hitting it, switching it to the mouth, like the whole setup.
Dude, I had a dream.
Most dreams you don't actually ever get there.
Yeah,
I had a dream where I was
fucking
eating.
This one was just
pussy from
most
the back.
Dreams you're about to smash.
Just bend like fucking head
that's
over
special.
The
you're head, smelling.
Head
like
draped,
you're dreaming the smells.
Head on her back, head draped over the bed, just railing her fucking throat until she throws up everywhere.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's just in there.
That's kind of intense.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah. Ghislaine fucking throwing up commissary food all over your fucking sheets.
That shit was nice.
I did have a very vivid.
I would fuck Ghislaine.
Yeah, she's got huge tits.
She's a good looking woman.
No, she's not. She got a fucked up face, but she's got big ass titties. And
she's a sex trafficker also.
She's exactly morally repugnant. But
you give a fuck about more.
She has huge breasts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, neither does
your
Chandel.
I'm what you call a rapiosexual. I'm attracted to people
who help finance and organize rapes of children.
About rape all the time.
A rapiosexual. That's a good one, man. Yeah. I had a dream recently that I was just eating the biggest ass. Like a juicy, nice ass from the back, pussy lips and all that. Just like exactly where it caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Because it was, you're right. You even a sex dream, it's like you in your mind, you're like, well, I had sex with that person.
Yeah, yeah. But it's always not, just, it's an implication.
It's almost like the way like PG-13 movies have sex scenes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This was like, I was just fucking, I woke up harder than I've been in my entire life.
Yeah.
And I tried to like hit up a girl who had a similar. Yeah. I wasn't
I did that.
Thinking
I woke up. I woke up. I think I paused.
And I tried to
phone.
Hit her up, and she obviously.
You tried to match the.
I tried to match an ass with what I thought. And
you're like, this
was,
is a sign.
I tried to go back in
God
time.
God has spoken.
I paused my phone, and
this girl's like married now.
The first Google search is Ghislaine back in the day.
Well, that picture where she's rubbing Jeffy's feet. And her tits are out.
There's another one of her.
That's a good pick.
Like poolside with some other bitch.
I have seen that one as well. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got a
that's
big fat ass, but it was kind of muscular.
Look, and let's say
hit me up.
Let's say I'm Bill Clinton. I'm anybody. Like I'm some elite, you know, guy that they want influence over. You take me to that island, and they're like, "May I interest you in like a 12-year-old, I'm like, can I fuck this bitch?
They probably did. Some of them did.
Then I would be, you know, it's like going to Dave and Buster's and you spend the entire time
just having dinner, having drinks.
On the fucking, yeah, not having dinner, having drinks. Yeah, sort of thing. Yeah. Fucking time crisis. You know, like the classics.
Right, right, right.
I don't need any of this fancy child rape stuff to please Moloch or whatever the fuck you're doing. Just let me titty fuck that Hungarian Hebe.
I'll say the thing about Bill Clinton is he probably wasn't in that Moloch stuff. He probably was just in it for the love of raping children.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the vibe I get from
Bill
Clinton.
Yeah, it doesn't seem spiritual.
No. Mm-hmm.
That was such a bizarre. That's like, you know, I still can't tell. It's like, did I just start having like schizophrenia when all that was going on and then everything that's happened since is.
But you happen to be right.
You know, because it's like the temple thing.
Awesome.
And then they did have a Moloch statue on the island.
But sometimes I think about that shit is like, they don't really believe it. It's like for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, the Catholic Church, a lot of those guys don't actually believe in God. They just.
Right, it's like celebrating Halloween. We're not celebrating the devil.
It's kitschy.
Yeah.
They're like kitschy rapists.
Yeah, we get to put on robes.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Like secret party. Societies all have like the Ku Klux Klan robes and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How about Socrates of Gyades?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Adam is a founding member.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Of that. The suck-off guy coyotes or whatever we just said.
The skull fucked by bones society.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, those guys are funny, too. Aren't they beating off on crackers?
Someone,
and they have to
we
eat
were
it.
Talking about it on the pod, and someone once DM'd me, and it was like, I go to Yale, and all those guys do is just, like, have, like, epic historical debates. They do like the. It's like not as cool as it.
They don't do any, like,
they're like,
hazing?
I'm, you're, Abraham Lincoln, and I'm, you know, Stephen Douglas. They're like, it's gay.
Yeah, of course. But I thought at least they.
I'm sure
each other,
they. I'm
they
sure there's
each
some.
Other.
Yeah, I'm sure there's.
How about
some,
Michael Chug some, piss?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
mm-hmm.
Is that a cup of piss?
That's good. That's good.
I want to have some piss.
Is that a cup of piss? Give it to me.
Delicious.
Glug, 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 glug. You think I'm done? Never done.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I said my penis got cut off about a month ago.
I got my dick cut off about a month ago.
I want to kill myself because I'm gay.
I got my penis cut off.
I'm a girl now.
So what happened? There was a trans guy, our lady on Jeopardy, that won.
She's still in the mix, dude. Yeah. She's fucking crushing it,
dude. The swimmer, the story about the NCAA,
but that doesn't make any sense because the argument is that they have women's brains, right?
They've always had a woman's brain.
Yeah,
yeah.
But not to the TERFs, not to transphobes,
not to fucking J.K.
The transphobes, they have superior men's brains. And ergo, there should be an asterisk to this woman's run.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I want to look at a guy.
I think that's probably what I'm going to do after the podcast is over. Start competing in women's sports and losing.
You would get washed.
Losing to jacked women.
You would fucking lose so easily.
Yeah.
In the prime of your life, too. Not even now. When you were like 20.
There was never a prime.
Your body was better than this when you were 20.
Oh, no, not really.
Fresher.
I was probably.
It had smoked less cigs.
Weaker.
It had smoked. You were not weak. You're not strong.
You couldn't possibly.
You haven't gotten stronger.
You're right, Stav. I was quite strong.
No.
You're right.
You weren't strong.
I was a 5-star recruit.
You weren't strong,
Division
but you
one.
Haven't gotten stronger.
Yeah.
What could you
Division
have possibly
one,
done that made
you've
you stronger?
Never, you've never. Right. You've never.
Blue chipper, they call
had
it.
Any,
blue,
any
old
strength.
Blue chip Friedland.
Anything that would be described as strength, either emotionally
yes,
or
I do.
Intellectually.
You have no idea what I have gone through.
I saw some gay fucking Eleanor Roosevelt tweet. Or
she tweeted?
Quote,
yeah, she tweeted
quote,
it.
Some quote in a tweet that's like, a woman is like a tea bag. You don't know her strength until she's in hot water. And it's like, that is the worst
That's
analogy
gay.
I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, next month, if you're in Boston or Chicago, come see me do stand-up.
It's the fucking Patreon, dude. We don't even do plugs on the Patreon.
Oh, sorry, I forgot.
You should know better.
I'm not used to being a businessman like you, Stav.
I mean, you can still do it. It doesn't matter. For example, I...
No, we don't do plugs.
I'm doing it because we got to fucking run out the clock here, man. Yeah. Okay. We got 6 minutes
to go.
That's
what I was thinking about.
Okay. You did it a pinch early.
I was doing it for us.
I would have waited 2 more minutes.
I should have waited.
I put my hands inside my ass and I pretend to be a puppet. Look at me, I'm Elmo, but
I'm fucking Elmo
time,
and I'm gay.
I'm gay. I'm gay, Elmo.
I'm fucking Elmo and I'm gay. And you see, Elmo, how about this? Let's talk about Elmo having a feud with that Rock.
What happened?
Elmo has a feud with somebody named Rocco, who's a Rock. And some bitch named Zoe, who I guess is new. Who the fuck is Zoe?
She's the one with autism.
No, is she?
No, Zoe's a puppet, right? Or a kid.
A puppet with autism.
No, she's not.
Well, in South Africa, they have a Muppet that has AIDS.
Oh, be careful. That's awesome. Be careful, okay?
Be careful of what?
South Africa.
That's my country.
Reporting the facts? What are
you
going to do?
You know he's a proud South African.
Have me banned for misinformation?
Yeah.
For speaking the truth?
Yeah. I just want the listeners at home to know that sometimes this is not a news program.
It is.
Sometimes we misquote the facts.
No, we've never done that.
Yeah.
We have never misquoted the facts. Do you consider yourself a proud Afrikaner?
No, I'm not Afrikaner.
Do you think there were guys in like...
Afrikaners are Dutch.
In Auschwitz that just went around just going like, I told you so. I fucking knew it. I told you so.
Oh,
like Jewish guys?
They were right about Hitler?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. Like know-it-alls?
Yeah, like,
100%.
Know-it-alls?
He's
of
like,
course.
I won.
I tried to tell you we should have left.
I won.
We should have left last year.
Well, there are a lot of, for a fact, there are a lot of Jews that just expect the Holocaust to happen at any moment. If my friend Phil, for instance, if Holocaust 2 started, if we were like in line for the train, he'd be like, I knew it. Yeah, of course. Of course they're doing another one. Of course they're doing another one.
Yeah. That's
I've
what
known
I mean.
This I've known this for a while. Of course I know it. Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But also puts up zero resistance.
Yeah.
Just like puts his hands out to be handcuffed, quietly walks
into
the train.
I've described him in the past as he's like, he would have been the first guy to die in the Holocaust.
What, like 1930?
No, he would have been in line for the train.
He gets run over by Hitler, like as Hitler's leaving the Hugo Boss factory with the first prototype of the uniforms.
What would you do if they tried the Holocaust, you Adam? What would be your first line of defense?
Hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I'd hide him here, but he would have to be a maid.
No.
Yeah.
You'd put me in the attic.
In the what?
In the attic.
In the attic? Why the fuck would I put you in the attic?
Like Anna Frank style.
No, you'd be in blackface with fake tits, and you'd have to affect a Jamaican accent.
Oh, Miss Amalan.
Yeah, we would have to get you fake tits.
They're like, is that a Jewish person? I'm like, no, it's a disgusting black lady.
Yeah.
She's a hideous black woman.
It's a disgusting African-American
maid.
Like,
well, they're also on the list, but pretty far down. I guess we'll let it slide.
Damn.
Yeah, because that's the other thing, too. People point out that they killed black people in the Holocaust.
Did they?
Can you imagine that being the black guy that's at Auschwitz? It's like, man, come on.
No, come on. You know he's
Y'all got to be kidding
you
me.
Know you know he's getting some,
I can't
some
believe
Jewish
it,
girls.
Yeah. Do you think he's getting pussy in Auschwitz?
Jewish girls love black guys.
Is that a stereotype I don't know about?
It's not a stereotype. It's anecdotal.
Are black guys the
a lot of
Asian
Jewish,
women?
Jewish female
for women?
Girls I know...
because definitely Jewish guy,
hanging out with
Jewish guy, Asian woman, one of the classics.
That's a stereotype.
Huge stereotype.
That is a damaging. That is a damaging and cruel
that
stereotype.
That proves true, and that some people, and the people, some people in this room have.
That is a trope
contributed it to
Stavros. Hitler used to give speeches and say they're fucking all the Asian girls.
They're stealing all the Korean pussy.
He's like, I just want to get it one time. I just want to fuck one of those.
I want
those black pink girls one time.
I need Japanese pussy.
You know the band Black und Pink.
Shout out to our girls. Where's that documentary, by the way, so that I can watch it?
It was on Netflix, I believe. Okay. When I watched it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm black, pink,
pills. And the name of the band, that's in reference to like the asshole and the pussy?
Asshole and the pussy, yeah. They have dark assholes, like especially black.
Yeah, evil.
Evil, deep assholes. Evil. You try and fight, you think...
Haunted assholes.
You put your dick in there thinking you're gonna make do some damage, nothing. They don't even feel it. It's
good.
A sheer drop. It's a long, sheer drop into... Into Lisa's asshole.
Black, Lisa. Pink. Pink's.
What are the other
pink.
Ones? Jenny?
Jenny, June Jap, Jip Joe, Bok Song Duk, Ding Bap.
That's awesome.
Princess Diana.
Barn Door.
Dude, they should name, there should be a K-pop girl named Princess Diana. That would be fucking awesome.
Hi, my name
just
is
a hot Korean Princess girl Diana. Named Princess Diana.
My name's Princess Diana. Let's go.
How about Princess Jidenna?
That's
Wow.
That's really good.
Took us 6 years to get there.
Hold on. What do you mean us?
You, Nick.
Hold on a second.
You're a member of the team. You said Princess Diana first.
Right.
I said.
All right.
You know, he did throw it out. I'm not saying he's an important member of the team. But he is part of the team.
I'm at the end of
the Well, what do you know?